Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast, the mind of a Caribbean American. Happy Caribbean Heritage Month. Bah, bah, bah. You know, lick shots. But it's been an interesting week. Ain't much been going on, just the same old, same old. It's like, when the weekend gets here, it's just like, I know it's the weekend, but it's like, okay. Like, it's just another day. And like, I'm ready to like, get back out and just be out and about like I used to, because I miss it. Like, I miss it. I went out of town yesterday and it just felt so good just to be like in a different area, especially since I haven't been down there in months. So it's like, it feels good to like get out and just like, I was just literally staring at the trees while driving by listening to music, because I'm like, this is so peaceful. And I know that stuff is not gonna go back to quote unquote normal, but it's like, you know, everything's up in the air. And as a person that likes to be a leader and be in control, for stuff to be up in the air, it's like, oh my god, what's next, what's next, what's next? Like, what am I gonna do? Like, can I even stick to this one thing? Because what if, you know, something like, you can't even set real plans. You just have to go like day by day, because like, you don't know what's gonna happen. So like, just not having that control is very, very bothering. But one thing I learned is that, you know, control what you can. If you can't control it, you know, just mentally prepare yourself for it as well. But yeah, Caribbean Heritage Month, like, I've seen so many. I mean, I try to be neutral when it comes down to a lot of stuff. I try to be neutral because I've seen like a lot of biracial people, like mostly half black, half white. They were sharing, you know, they all said the same thing. You know, I'm too black for the white people. I'm too white for the black people. And like, everybody was sympathizing with them. And that just made me think, because I was like, that's very interesting, because I know plenty of times when I would talk about like how like I can't really talk about Jamaica, I can't really talk about certain foods from my background because, you know, people don't get it or people just don't care. So it was just like, that's so interesting, because anytime I talk about like, oh, how I had to put my culture in my back pocket because talking about it, nobody cared. It was like, oh, shut up. It ain't about you, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it's very interesting and stuff. That's probably why, like, as you get older, or like, that's why people be like, leave your hometown or go somewhere different, because you eventually gonna come across people that understand like where you're coming from as well. So that was very interesting to see that, because I'm like, anytime like Caribbean or like African kids talk about how they, you know, how it's like, yeah, I'm black just like you, but it's like, it's hard for me to connect, or it's like, or when we talk about our struggles and whatnot, it's like, oh, shut up, oh, y'all making it about y'all. You know, it's very interesting. It's very, very interesting. But I remember seeing something, I can't remember where I seen it, but they were talking about reparations. And they were like, oh, Caribbean African immigrants should not get reparations. And I'm like, yeah, let's see how, I want to see how that conversation plays out, because I just seen it like for the first time. So I'm going to see how that conversation plays out, because I know my grandparents are not from America. So shoot, neither are my parents. Well, my mom is in, but I think my dad was born in America. So that's gonna be interesting and stuff. But yeah, so everybody just expressing how they feel. But it's so interesting, like when Caribbean and African people express how they feel, it's like, oh, shut up. It's it's so interesting. But I understand, like, it's deeper. It's always gonna be deeper because of, you know, media and so many things. But I've been feeling, I don't know, it's like that guilty feeling. I've been feeling that lately. And I've felt it like when I was younger as well. Probably like right after I had my baby. So it's that guilty feeling. 'Cause I know after I had my daughter, it was just like, you get mom friends and then you're like, okay, am I being a good friend? Am I reaching out? Am I being supportive? Is this, you start to question so much stuff because you're not too sure about, like, you're just not too sure. So I knew when, to be honest, I don't really have that many mom friends. Not because I'm like mean. It's just that I don't know. Like I did have when I was pregnant and then after I had my daughter, you have your groups. You have people that you could talk amongst each other because y'all all have something in common. But as far as like mom friends hanging out, our kids hanging out, stuff just be all over the place. I would like to have somebody I could hang out with and stuff. 'Cause I know my sister had her son. We would all hang out and stuff, but she moved. So it's like, And I understand like everybody have their own stuff going on. So like linking up and connecting and whatnot, it's just hard and stuff. Unless like y'all are in the same area. But I don't know. I need to reach out more. I also think that's probably why I'm like feeling weird because it's like I'm limiting myself. And I constantly have to catch myself when I'm limiting myself. But it's like when so much stuff is going on, you're like, you have to prioritize stuff. So then that guilty feeling come in because it's like, oh, I'm not putting that much into that. Oh, I hope that person doesn't feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm not being me. I'm being supportive. Because it's like, I'm trying to give an example. All right, so it's this one group that I'm part of. We all have the same thing in common and stuff. So people say that if you're interested in what I do, then you could go ahead and continue on. So me, I would like probably like a couple of things that they do, but not like the overall thing. And I'm like, I don't feel comfortable. Like I started to feel like, dang, should I not continue? Is this person gonna feel some type of way if I don't like subscribe to them and whatnot, but they be cool with it. So that's the thing. When you're all in your head, the whole time the other person don't know what's going on. So you could be all in your head like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing too much. Should I do this? Should I do that? Whole time that person don't know what the heck is going on. Like they doing their own thing. So it's just like trying to balance that out. And then I also try to sit back and think, like, why do I have a guilty feeling? Like, is it something? Because sometimes it could be like one thing that you did and that you had no business doing. And now it's like everything else you start questioning. That reminds me, and that'll be a spoiler, but you start questioning everything around you, like. Or let's say somebody says, you get into a blowout with somebody and something they said really, really, really got to you. And now you're like trying to prove that person wrong. Like, no, I'm not that person you're trying to be. You're trying to make me out to be. So that's just very interesting. We're adults now. We ain't kids no more. When kids, you have to come along with your parent to these or another adult to these cookouts and these barbecues and stuff. Now it's like we have to set it up. We have to plan stuff. But one thing I miss is like, well, I don't miss it. But what I thought I heard something. But one thing is cookout food. Like I be craving food. Cook out the hot dogs, the baked beans, the potato salad, the pasta salad, like what else we got cookouts? Shoot, the little off-brand sodas, bruh, the popsicles that's in grandma freezer and stuff. I'm like, dang, somebody needs like I constantly hear people say somebody needs to throw a cookout, somebody needs to throw a barbecue and stuff. And then I'm like, wow, like we have to set that stuff up. We literally have to set that stuff up because, but it's like, you know, to get this stuff started and whatnot. First of all, I don't even have a grill. So it's so I'll bring the food or whatnot. I don't even have a grill. But because I don't know. And that's also when that feeling comes in, because like, if I haven't talked to somebody in like weeks, because you know, life, but if I haven't talked to somebody in weeks, and then, you know, you got to set that stuff up, you got to plan that stuff, because it's like our turn to do that and whatnot. I've been seeing people have cookouts and barbecues and whatnot, like my next door neighbors, boy, they stay, it'd be like a million cars in front of their crib, and their crib is like right next to mine. So I'm like, I'd be like, dang, should I hit him up? How should I hit him up? I haven't talked to this person in forever. You know, is this person going to think I want something from them? Because I know sometimes people only hit me up to sell me something. We all have those group of people that only hit you up something. So it's like, I don't want to hit this person up and they think I'm trying to get them a part of an MLM. And hey, buy this, be your own boss today. All you have to do is buy this, use my referral link. No, I don't want them, I don't want them to think that. But that cookout food would be hitting different, like just home cooked food in general. Like, yo, I'm just gonna stick to buying them from other people. I'm not gonna try to make myself, no, because then that's gonna ruin my experience. That Southern hospitality is, like I said, it's the best. It's just the best. Like, one thing I've been eating a lot is I've been eating more collard greens. I haven't eaten collard greens in forever. I'm not a big vegetable person as far as like green vegetables. The most I'll do is green beans, broccoli, cabbage. Probably about it. But I had, listen, these people be putting a foot in. It's a certain brand of collard greens that I get. And these people be putting their foot into it. Like, they be putting their foot into it. And every single one of their toes be making me massaging the collard greens just right. Like, it's so good. It's seasoned so good. Listen, when I try to make my own collard greens, like, they end up getting burnt. I seasoned it and they were bitter. Like, even people who don't even cook like that, their collard greens, like, my collard greens, they had nothing to do with people who don't even cook like that when it comes down to collard greens. Like, I was like, bruh, am I not doing something right? Because I've done had so many different collard greens, from restaurants to, like, people's aunties, people's grandparents making them. And it's like, it's going to ruin my experience. But, yeah, it's just been another boring week. I know yesterday, there was another entrepreneur versus 9-to-5 debate again, because this girl was like, I can't date no man that works a 9-to-5 because he won't understand my lifestyle. He won't understand the mindset. He won't understand why I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, doing stuff. And, you know, that's her preference. Yeah, I'm not loose. Listen, that's her preference. Yes, that's her preference. But one thing I was told was that if you're constantly talking about what you don't want, that's what's gonna come to you or whatnot. So I try my best not to talk about what I don't like, because, but shoot, sometimes, you know, you just gotta go off about something you don't like. But it spiraled into a whole, you know, entrepreneurs are like, I feel as though I'm neutral in this. Because, shoot, I love some benefits, you know. I love a set schedule. Listen, I woke up before noon today, and I'm feeling good. Like, I'm trying to go to bed early. Like, I like a schedule. I'm a morning person, so that's just me. Even though, like, being up at night, you know, I get stuff done, it's quieter. It's about to rain. Sound like about to rain. But I'm just like, you know, if I'm up in the middle of the night, I'm usually, like, doing research. That's it. Or watching, like, yeah, doing research with TV playing in the background. But I'm a morning person because, I don't know, I just like the feeling of being up in the morning. So, I mean, I, like I said, schedule, look, benefits, I'll take all the benefits. Listen, if you're taking a couple of dollars out my check to make sure that I have what I have, so I don't have to do that, you know, that's fine with me. Stuff a lot of people see it as the easy way out. Listen, I don't care, you know, I'm gonna ride that wave. I'm gonna ride till the wheels come off. And then entrepreneurs, I understand, like, you know, you're doing something that you love. You're setting your own schedule. You know, you have, and that was the thing. It was like Oh, if I want to go on vacation tomorrow, we could go on vacation tomorrow. He don't have to, go and get a request. And I was like, Like, I said, this must be somebody that's already established as an entrepreneur. Because if a person's just starting out as an entrepreneur, like, their main focus is their business all the time. Like, all the time. Like, listen, if I'm trying to get my stuff started, I can't just decide, oh, tomorrow I'm gonna hop on a flight and go, or this weekend we're gonna do. No, you gotta pre-plan that stuff. You gotta pre-plan that stuff. But like I said, it's her preference and whatnot. But every time an entrepreneur like talks about something, it's always, oh, well, 9 to 5, nine to stop bringing, listen. Stop bringing the 9 to 5 people into this. They just be minding their business. I see more entrepreneurs talking about 9 to 5s than I see 9 to 5s talking about entrepreneurs. So leave them alone. At this point, that's how I feel. Just leave the 9 to 5ers alone. And it's like, I would never talk trash about a 9 to 5 because if something breaks, I'm gonna have to go call somebody that works a 9 to 5 to fix it. If something breaks, shoot. I gotta take my laptop down there just for them to figure out what's wrong with it. Then people work 9 to 5. So it's like when something breaks or something mess up, you still gonna need that 9 to 5 person. So that's why I'll never knock a 9 to 5 person. I never will. Even before I got into business, I'll never knock them at all. Shoot, I miss, listen. But Shawty is a whole comedian. Like, that's what she do. Never wants to start reading. But that's what she do though. So it's like, lately, people been mad at how people have worded stuff. I think they're more mad at how she said it. Yeah, they're more mad about how she said it though, because if she would have said it a whole different way, then maybe people wouldn't be as upset. But then she said something about drug dealers, and I was like, oh my God, that reminded me of that video that I had talked about in my Out of Style episode when I was like, the girl was like, oh, he could be working a 9 to 5 to cover up what he really do, like some shit she said. But I'm like, but it's so funny because what B. Simone said is nothing I never heard before. Like, I've heard this so many times from, like, I think, is she in Atlanta? Because what she said sounds so familiar to all the other girls that I've heard say the same thing about, oh, I want me a man that get his money just like that. I don't want no 9 to 5. Like, they all, it's like deja vu. I'm constantly having deja vu. Like, we're in Black Mirror at this point. But I kind of sorted throughout what she said instead of just like, what's her name in? shoot. Instead of just going off of what she said, I kind of thought deeper into it. 'Cause I'm like, okay, bet. But just for it to go into the whole like entrepreneurs versus 9 to 5ers again, it was so unnecessary. Like, oh my goodness. And then And then somebody said, no, somebody, this person shared something because it was like, it was a girl. She was like, dang, it's so hard to be a man nowadays because this one person, it was this one tweet that was from like, probably like last month where a girl was like, talking about providing and talking about, taking care of your woman. And it's like, just because a woman wants to be taken care of, that does not mean she doesn't have her own. Like, people always think when a woman's like, oh, I want a man that's going to protect and provide, they think, why is the first thing you think is, oh, I want to be taken care of? I think I can take care of myself. But if I'm with somebody, you ain't going to make sure I'm straight. I've always said it. Like, if I make sure you straight, we got to make sure we both straight. Like, I don't do that one-sidedness. Like, you know that feeling when something is one-sided. So you have to like really think about, okay, how I'm gonna address this, how I'm gonna, because there are men who work 9 to 5s whose girl is like a stay-at-home wife or stay-at-home mom, And she's doing her, and 9 times out of 10, she's like doing her own thing, even though, should I continue this? Like, all that stuff. So, and it's so funny because, like, I don't get it. Like, I will not get it. Like, yes, it's her preference, but to, like, I don't get it. It's like, if I'm talking about the type of guy I like, I try not to talk about the type of guys I don't like. But then on top of that, I don't really like be announcing the type of guys I like too much in detail because there is a guy out there that will try to mold himself into that. And I'm like, no, bye. But yeah, that whole thing, it was like, oh, here we go again. Oh, Jesus. Like, everybody knows. I don't know. That's so disrespectful to say that somebody will not understand the mindset and the lifestyle of an entrepreneur because, like, y'all talk, like, entrepreneurs talk about it all the time. Nobody should be in the dark about the entrepreneur lifestyle. We all know about the entrepreneur lifestyle. Even if you don't want to, you're gonna hear about it. And you know, there's a lot that goes into it. There is a lot. Even in high school, I knew about the entrepreneur lifestyle. Shoot, I was out there going to the store buying. What the hell was I buying? Yeah, I was going to the store buying a whole bunch of candy, a whole bunch of honey buns, all that stuff to go sell in school so I could have a little change in my pocket. And shoot, that shit was stressful because you'll have people like literally trying to negotiate a price with you. I remember I bought some Krispy Kreme donut and about 6, 7 people bought them. And one person was like, oh, can I have a donut? Can I have a donut? And I was like, no. They were like, I'll give you $1. And I was like, no. I think it was like 2, 3 donuts left. Like, people wanted one. And I was like, no, I'm not going to give you my Krispy Kreme donuts that my mama gave me money to buy. And it was like, oh, I'll give you $1. So I was like, oh, shoot, bet. I'll give you $1. All right, shoot, bet. Look, I think I collected about, I think 12 donuts came in there. And this person was like, I'll give you $2. And I was like, thank you. Look, all of it. Even that's some, what would that be? You know, that's some little first level, you know, some people don't see that as a big deal. Why are you comparing selling honey buns to somebody that has to run a business? Listen, if you out here making your own money, like doing your own thing, employing your own self, ain't that entrepreneurship? Now listen, let me move on. I'm saying though, like everybody know how hard it is because back in school, we all was selling something to get us a couple of dollars. Cause some of us didn't feel like bothering our parents. Or, you know, you want that money to last if your parents was giving you money. So know how hard it is. And like I said, word of mouth is the best marketing. So, you know, having to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, writing notes to pass to people, you know, constantly showing off your product. It's a lot that goes into it and stuff. So, you know, we all started somewhere and some of us chose different paths. So it's still hard though. So it's like, it's stressful. It's stressful. And then to put that onto somebody else, it's a whole lot. Like, we all gonna need therapy. But all I was thinking about was how I was gonna do my hair next. It was like, should I get faux locks? Should I get some cornrows? But I also work out and I go walking a lot. So it's like, if I get some cornrows, a friend of my hair gonna be frizzy. Because right now I have box braids. So I usually get my box braids in like 2 months. That's like, what, 8 weeks? So I probably keep that in for that long. And it's like, what should my next style be? Should I wear my hair out? Because I have a whole bunch of products and I want to use up all these products before I start buying more. Because I don't want to buy stuff and just have stuff sit in there. So I know I want to buy more products. So I was like, you know, let me do the box braids, wear my hair out, do some cute styles with that to get rid of the products that I have in my closet. And then once I start running out, shoot, throw this back up in the style. Call it a day. Yeah, I'm thinking about my next style. I don't know yet. I've been thinking about clothes too. Like, I've been on Amazon. Listen, I try to stay free from Amazon, but I was like, let me check out the clothes on Amazon. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm gonna go somewhere else. They wanted like $36 for some bell bottoms, and I'm like, yikes! I could go to the thrift. To be honest, it's hard to find bell bottoms even at the thrift store because I think everybody done took them all. But I just want bell bottoms. I just like how they look. On me. I know I got some bell bottom styles from Rainbows. They're like some stretchy pants. And I was like, oh, I like how these look. Because I'm short. So I'm trying to dress up and look tall, I guess. But I'm trying to dress for my body size and my height because I be feeling stumpy and it's like I feel so smushed. It didn't even rain in that hard. But I be feeling I'm trying to dress so I can look a little bit taller, if that makes sense. The illusion that I'm taller than what I am just by wearing certain patterns and certain styles. But you know, we're on a search. We're doing a lot of research. That's what we're doing. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast. I've been your host, Aileen. Make sure you like, share. If you dislike, like, share. Share. It might be somebody out there that likes it. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Country Caribbean with one B, because Twitter has the nerve to put a character limit on your ad name. So it's Country Caribbean with one B in it. And then Country Caribbean, just like that, Country Caribbean, no letters out on Instagram, the Country Caribbean Podcast on Facebook. And I will see you next week.